Tuesday night, Orla Bay's Teves, and Shmaitza Shir. And we're starting Shmaitza Bay's Perek. Tesvav it is, or Yudalit? Yudalit. Now, this is a bit more of a classic sugya than the last one. The last one ended up being very geschmack, really, and we got into it. But this is, I'll just say, more classic. And again, the Shmaitza starts off going through the whole Gemara. But I think this Gemara, as opposed to the Gemara at the end of Amadir, this Gemara people are much, much more familiar with, first Perek Subis. So, Perek Yudalit Shmaitza Beis, the Perek Hamadik Subis, Tnan, Re'u HaMadaberes Emechad, Apnuya. This is the problem. This gets you into trouble. This is why you have to have modern bosses, because a pnuya might be medaberes mechad. The Gemara will define medaberes. It obviously, maybe not. It does not mean talking. It either is a lashon akia for bia, or it's a lashon akia for being misyachid yichud. Well, we don't know, and that's very, very important, obviously, whether it's talking about just yichud or it's talking about, you know, there was bia. But we'll see that in a moment. We don't really care about the beard. We're not here. This is not the Tznius police. We care if she now can go marry a Kohen. That's our issue. Because a lot of people out there, Ponuya Bala Pnuya, we paskin, is not a zona. That's also to a Kohen. The Torah asks is a zona to a Kohen. And there is actually a mandioma that Ponuya Bala Pnuya as a zona, even if everybody's kosher. Just out of wedlock, a beer. But we don't pass them that way. And the pashas throughout Shas, that's one sheet of a Tana. But if a woman is nivelo l'posel law, she becomes posel to a kohen. Nivelo l'posel law, but usually, you know, mamzer is someone that's usher to her, that was always usher to her. A koro over a mamzer, that's not so motzui. What's motzui on for Bali Tshuva, what has to be dealt with a lot of times is a goy, a college dormitory nowadays, not nowadays, I say nowadays because to me it's nowadays, but it's the last few decades that there's co-ed dorms, and it creates, even without co-ed dorms, that just makes it, it just creates, many places can hold that if you're in a, you don't have a cheskos basula anymore, you don't have a cheskos kashrus to kahuna, if you weren't from and you're in a college dorm, co-ed dorm, you lose the chazaka. It's a separate issue. The place can not deal with these matters. Deal with it. The problem is then she goes and she wants to marry a kohen. That's the issue. We don't really usually care. We care sometimes if she's a ba'ula, and you know, and she became a balas tshuva, and then she goes out with a balas tshuva, and they have to write a ksuba. Well, he wants money.
I don't think it's the harakiyot.
You could take this also, gum cane, low rock set. Zaparov.
He wants money? He wants money. He's getting married for the second time.
That's silver and gold. See that? Milchix and Parov. So this is a problem, and then they go out and they become Bali Tshuva. The Basula is also a problem with the Basula, and she has to tell him, and when should she tell him? But the other place can say, if you're Bali Tshuva, you don't have to tell him. He should have known, he should have asked. We have that about Mumin. Ironically, by a Mum, if it's something that should have been realized by the Bala Mekach, then you don't have to say. Because he should have asked.
Isn't she not supposed to marry him?
Not a kohen. Oh, Islam is like when the issue is what the ksuba is. Uh-huh. Then they're embarrassed. They want to. They spent $8,000 on the ksuba. They want to hang it on the wall. You don't want it to say bolteda, hanging on your wall. So the place can tell you to make two ksubas. These are all things that are dealt with almost commonly, unfortunately.
What do they do? One's like a fake.
They have a fake ksuba, and they read it, and they put it on the wall, and then they have the real ksuba. And the Eidim have to be privy to it. You know, you make it puzzle. You make the fake ksuba puzzle that in a way that no one would know. Well, sometimes... Yeah, but this is already where Kovod HaBrios comes in. to the picture, and some poskim would not do it because of mitzvah sheketirchok. Some would do it and be soymuch on that they personally, the rov in charge who has to be privy to it, will tear up the will tear up the fake one. We'll passel the fake one in a way that it's possible. But anyway, but the real problem is a coin, of course, because they always end up going out and falling in love with a coin. Always. Uncanny. Mamish uncanny. And then starts the problems. Anyway, so you want to know. And this is a very, this is the basic sugya that you start from. We paskin she's nemon to say he was a kosher, like Rabbi Gamliel. She doesn't know what a kosher means. And the Gemara is assuming like it's such a basic question that the poskim have, is that when she says like mativa shalish zeh, and she says ish ploini hu v'koyenu, koyen doesn't mean a koyen, it means kosher l'kuhuna, doesn't parcel me from kuhuna. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, does she have to know that? I mean, first of all, how does she know? And second of all, how does she know? I mean, how does she know it can be a one-night stand? How does she know? Does she have to know? Major issue. What about if she says, I don't know, he was a regular guy, I knew him, and let's even say she's a little intelligent and she knows something, and she tells the Besdin or the Rav, I obviously have no idea, but I don't know, he has a cheskes kashrus. And she says, you know, he has a cheskes kashrus. He's a regular person. Like, make it taste, he's a mamzer. Does she have to know he's not a mamzer? What do you mean kosher? What? Whoa, my good friend. That phrase is, I'm afraid, totally out of context. That's a phrase from Cheskes Abatim, Bava Basra, Cheskes Momin, Chazok Hashani Mataina. The question is, she has to say the Koshin of Alti, and we're Soymich on her Eidus, the Gemara calls it at one point. Kosher. Now the question, I'm just throwing in, because these are things I used to deal with every day, so to speak. Does she know? How does she know? So saying he's not a goy, they usually know. They usually say, yeah, he was Jewish, he had a big nose, and his name was Sammy Cohen, come on, he was Jewish. How do you know he was Jewish? Believe me, this comes up. How do you know he was a goy apostle sauce? You say, how do you know he was Jewish? Let's say this Rove Goyen. Mm-hmm. And she says he was a Jew. So a lot of poskim that you don't have to be chayshish, really. It gets very complicated. Mamzer. Okay, he's not a mamzer. How do you know he's not a mamzer? Does she have to know he's not a mamzer? Like, how in the world is she supposed to know? She's going to be a one-night stand. How does she know? She doesn't know the guy. And even if she... What? So is that? So her saying L'kosher Nevalti... That's the question. It's a major, major question. Does she have to know? The Gemara talks about Horne Amonis. Now, if she doesn't know, and she just says, I don't know, you know, he looked Jewish to me. And my mom would have killed me if he wouldn't have been Jewish. Yeah. You're laughing. This happens in the real world. This happens every day. Probably every day, but normally they don't come to ask. You're already ahead of the game if they come to ask. The Gemara, it's uncanny how the Gemara doesn't even talk about it. It says the question of Alti. The Gemara never discusses how she knows. Except at one point.
She claims she knows.
Okay. So are you ready to say that the Rabbi Gamliel's din, that she's Nemon, does not apply if she says she doesn't know? Because let me tell you something, 99.9% of the cases that Lamaisa materialize, she has no idea.
But maybe that wasn't true.
Maybe she knows it's not a guy. Maybe.
Maybe that wasn't true then. Like all the Jews lived in the same village.
So that's the question. I'm telling you that such a basic question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm saying maybe to come up.
Hello. That's nice. And I'm in the middle of a shiur. You could talk to me till the plane takes off. I will be available from 9:30 and on. Okay, bye.
In the Gemara is kind of just saying that maybe the reason they don't discuss it is because...
Yeah, I don't have time to see the Gemara. I'm letting you know that in terms of practical halacha, this is a huge issue. And it's very lamaisa, because it come out every case. That's all. Okay. And it has to be dealt with, that's all. And it's you know... Like every case, it's not clear. And different but they deem them don't even, you know, it's a very gray area. And they never know. The only thing they sometimes know is Jewish or not Jewish. She says, for sure he was a Jew. But then you start with, how do you know? Because you're not dealing with Shomer Shabbos. You're not dealing with someone that put on tefillin.
Because he calls himself a
Jew. You're telling his name was Sammy Cohn, and he always said he was Jewish, you know. He got into fights. Yeah, he talked to... Yeah, but what about if it's a one-night stand, you know? And she knows him. Yeah, so that... I'm letting you know my former life, what I used to do for a living.
Can you give us a little insight into how you deal with it in the end?
Makel, everybody's Makel.
Yeah?
Yeah, everybody. I mean, we were in America. I don't know. I really have no clue how the Bate Din in Eretz Yisrael deal with it. I don't know.
In a case of a Kohen.
Yeah, well, that's one
that's,
case.
That's the case that it was.
This is the case.
It wasn't
nowadays, unfortunately, a Pnuya Shazinsa is the norm. We're talking about not from people. It's the norm. It's not. It's the rule. It's not the exception. It's a much bigger problem because a lot of her nemonos, according to Rama Gamliel, at one point in the Gemara says the line, Isha's Mizana by Dekas Mizana. She is discriminatory about who she's Mizana with. She doesn't want to mess herself up. Which if you say that that's the main reason of Rama Gamliel, which the Gemara certainly says at some point, you've knocked out everybody. You've knocked out everybody. First of all, they don't know, and they admit they don't know, and there's certainly no Isha Mizana by Deka from Mizana because they don't want to mess themselves up. It's the furthest thing from their minds. So, and there are Achronim that say you need that element, and they would knock out. Okay, so they can't marry a Kayan, you know, they have to marry someone else. It's not like the end of the world, they just can't marry a Kayan. But when a lot of times they become Bali Tshuva, they're married to Ghanim already. Or...
They already want to marry a specific
Ghanim. You know, it's very tough. These are the cases that make headlines. You know, when the Rabbanut doesn't want to marry them more, but they go to Cyprus to get married, but they go first to the newspapers. And, okay. So we're starting that sugya. This is it's very nagay, this sugya. You have to know the sugya well. And we've used the Shmaitzer, really, in helping us with cases. We've used the Shmaitzer Beis, who says certain chidushim, as we're learning, we used it. The Shmaitzer is like up there with one of the, like he's a factor in these cases and these issues. Meanwhile, you just bring down the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Raimim Nemenes. This has nothing to do with the other Nemenes, which has to do with Momenes, Tainus. But this is in the series of Mishnayos, where Rabbi Gamliel says Nemenes, and she's allowed to marry a Kohen. And again, we're going to see this is a combination of a Cheskos Kashrus, and she's saying Bori, and Isha Mizana, and all sorts of things. Eid Echad Amin Bisurin, all sorts of things. What? We're only talking about Isser. We're talking about Isser marrying a Kohen. And Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Yeshua Omer, and again, it's the same phraseology, but here we're talking about Isser, not Mormon Isser, but Yeshua Omer, Loi Mi Pi Anu Kohen. We don't... Why should we rely on her? Again, Achrayim really talk about that because in the other Mishnayos, he could have been referring to either a Migu or a Bori Vishema. So he's talking about Lomi Pi Anu Chayin. Like, so her words, why should we rely on her words? Here he just means, why should we rely on her words? L'chora. El Arezu B'cheskas B'ulu L'nosinu L'mamzer. Nosin is like a Rabbanon Dika Mamzer. That's always a phrase in the Gemara throughout Shas. Bula Nosin Mamzer. Or one of the other psulim. It means any puzzle that puzzles a lacuna. And he, this phrase is chosen in particular because it obviously means b'chayshish. And it's probably not a chashash d'oraisa, because obviously there's a miut. So the word b'cheskos b'ulu l'nasa l'mamza means m'derabonon, and it's a very strong lashon. Like b'cheskos, I mean, we are assuming she was nivel to apostle. That's what it means. It's m'derabonon, it's milus yuchsen, it's called. And that's a b'shua shita. Achetavi rayel l'dvareha. Saying she's b'cheskos b'ulu l'nasa l'mamza is really like making a chiddush, a bigger chiddush. You say she's bula the goy, because there are goyim in the world. Also, moms are like, if you could call it even a, you could call it a suffix, yes. The thrust is Rabbi Gamliel's following Cheskos Kashrus. There are other elements. It's a long sugya. There's an element where the Gemara at one point says Bari. And at another point, it's Bari. At another point, it's Isha Mazana, Bedekas Mazana. These are the factors. But like what the whole sugya seems to be, the main point of Rabbi Gamliel, I'll call it, till you get into the nitty-gritty of the sugya, and you see maybe there are supporting elements, but the main point is Cheskos Kashrus. And the main point is, like, if you want to say it in short, Rabbi Gamliel follows Cheskos Kashrus of the Isha, and Rabbi Yeshua, because of Milas Yuchsin, doesn't follow Cheskos Kashrus. Milas Yuchsin is a Drabbana. So that's in a nutshell, that's the sugya, but it's not doing. The suffix is Lechora, this is a Richtik of suffix, you know, unless you say. Because of Cheskos Kashrus is what the Gemara talks about, Cheskos Kashrus. I don't know, the role, but then you right away have an issue of Kol Kavua K'machz Al Machzo Domi, if she went to his house, if he went to her, you're dealing with Kol the Parish, Meruba Parish. But if she went to his house, the Gemara says, then you're dealing with perhaps Kol Kavua, you know that rule. It's a rule which, if she went to his house, it would be a rule called Kavuk Machal Machal Domi, so you wouldn't be able to use Rove. They talk about Chazaka.
What's the raya that Yeshua needs? What kind of raya?
Whatever works.
Like a letter from a rat? What's considered?
Yeah, whatever would work in Isurin. You're dealing with Isurin, you're not dealing with being Motsi Momin. If an Eid Echad would say, I know, so Eid Echad them would be Isurin. Look for Milas Yuchsin. Again, everything is complicated. There are certain dinim of yuchsin where the Shmeitzer will actually talk about it in Shmeitzer Vav. There are maybe even here in Shmeitzer Beis, I don't know. But there are certain types of edus on yuchsin where you say it has a din of Dovah Shebe'erva. To establish a person's personal status, I think maybe because it's Rabbanon, or maybe you tackle with the two edus. But sometimes the Gemara, there are rayas, at least at times, that the establishment of personal yichus, if someone's kosher lovei b'kol or not kosher lovei b'kol, is called davish erva. Has the status of davish erva, and as such, needs two aidim, not one aid. There's the steers and rambams about it. It gets labeled like anything in Torah you touch. You know, it's like anything you touch gets complex when you delve into it. This thing I just told you has a lot of talk about it because it's a steerus in Rambam by Grusha and Ben Chalutza and Efenein Echa. Okay, so at this point I've given you the best answer to you get. So whatever's a raya. Now again, you know, nowadays rayas, you go to sometimes court records, or court records is acceptable. It's all goyim. But they didn't almost. I don't know of a case where a Bez didn't reach. You know, that's that they consider that good aidus, an official document from the city hall, or the town of records, the bureau of records, the archives, whatever. even though it's all goyim, 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 goyim. And goyim are not nemon, but they did accept the idea that if you're talking about an official record, you could be soymech on that. If it would be Dovish Averva and Moishnayim, they probably would not be soymech on it. It's only because it has a din of Isurim, so they're soymech on it. Almost certainly. Yeah. Nowadays, of course, in my last years, so they started with DNA testing, establishing paternity with DNA. So to establish someone's not the father, they can do with what they call 100% accuracy. But to establish that someone is the father, they can only do with what they call 90% accuracy. To say that someone's not, they can say 100% he's not. To say that someone is, they can only say 90% he is. And different bodies didn't have different attitudes towards DNA testing. That's already more to get child support. And sometimes mamzerus. Sometimes. If you're a shadow mamzerus. If the husband was away and she's pregnant. These things happen. Up to the mamzer. So if you can say with 100% accuracy that this is not the father, that's not so good. There, if she was Mazana with a guy, ironically, that's a saving grace. Would that be the kid? The kid's not a mamzer. So if the father, if she was nibble to a guy, so then becomes a major issue. If a woman says, I was nibble to a guy, the question of mamzerus, is that called the, that's called the kosher nevala. That vis-a-vis the kid being a mamzer, and that's a major issue. Assuming a Gamliel would apply to such a case. There's other factors involved. But let's say it applies to such a case. Can we say with a straight face that that's the woman saying Lakosher Navalny? Many, many, but they didn't say it is. The point isn't Lakosher Navalny. The point is the kid's a kosher. I was nibbled to someone to whom the kid would be kosher.
But does the Beis Din have to look into who she's saying? Like nowadays, if she says I was nibbled to Sammy Cohen.
You know, in America they don't come to you. They don't come to you, they didn't come to you.
No, but the kid's like Sammy Cohen. She says he's kosher. And the Beis Din would paskin, according to Rebbe Gamliel. Do we have to now go and look who Sammy Cohen is?
That's a major issue we're talking about.
That's
an issue by a Beis Din. Do you have to...
I'm saying,
to this day, I have a huge machlokes with Rabbi Landesman about when you do and when you don't. Me and Rabbi Landesman can't agree. We're having an argument now for 30 years. We have this argument. It becomes nogeya a lot of times when the kid's getting... It's always when the kid's getting married next week. They had a kid. The kid's getting married next week. Okay, with a kohen, it doesn't matter so much. It's just a question if he's a kohen or a cholo. But mamzerus, the kid is always getting married next week. Always. The rule of nature. The rule of nature. Like, Ibis came over to me yesterday. She needs a letter that she's Jewish. She said, how do you always manage to call me in the middle of shiur? It's like uncanny. I'm sorry, what should I do?
He's talking
like uncanny.
Because the kid's getting married.
No, someone from there. No, as I told her, you probably need it immediately, right? She goes, nah, don't worry, nah. Kids, her mother called me up last night. She was too embarrassed to tell me, yeah, she needs it tomorrow. What do you want? I'm in the middle of giving shiur. You're not bothering me, you're bothering all the people listening to my shiur.
You're being entertained.
You should call my wife, or hold on a second. Okay, there is terrible, terrible traffic. So that might be. So hold on. I will deal with this. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. My wife is entertaining like 80 girls in the house. So hold on. Wait a second. Let me deal with this. Rebel said it's an emergency. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Anybody have maybe Mrs. Manrick's cell phone?
Maybe in the car.
This is very emergency. Hello? I am looking up the mother. I'm trying to get now for you. I got it. I have the mother's cell phone number. 050-496-3333. My wife is not, if she's not home, I'm going to take her to the base of Mikdash and make her drink the water. I mean, she's supposed to be home. Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello? Does anybody have... I got to deal with this. I finally read a shidduch. The boy's sitting there waiting for her. She's not around. They were supposed to be there an hour ago.
You need another number? A phone number? You need another number? A phone number?
Whose?
You started saying, does anybody have...
I wish I had... No, I have the mother's phone. Mrs.
What do you need?
I would like to have the daughter's phone number. That would be nice. I'm sorry. This is really...
You can try him.
What?
Try the father. The
father's not in this country.
No. He might have his phone with him. A lot of people, it rings. They have their phone number and ring them when they're in the country.
Yeah, I gave him the mother's number. The mother's for sure with her daughter. I have no doubt. Oh, I got it. Okay. I got to call this guy back, who's the grandfather of the boy. And my wife is not answering the phone because she's entertaining now 60 girls. Okay. So, what was I just saying? Yeah, oh, so the mother, she was ashamed to tell me because I made fun of her. She said, yeah, she needs it tomorrow. It's always tomorrow. Like, they're always coming to you. They're always getting married next week. No, and we deal with these things. I used to have a wife.
I got married here, and I came 2 weeks before the wedding, and was unaware of. Oh. Have to prove I'm Jewish and all this.
Yeah.
Stuff. I found out right before. I'm about to get married. But
nowadays they don't even accept. Now they don't accept a letter from a rov here. You need a letter from a rov there.
I brought a letter from my shul rov there and my yeshiva rosh hashiva.
They didn't take it.
They wouldn't take it because the rabbanut doesn't know who these rabbeim are.
I am lucky. Our bezdin, the bezdin that I'm associated with, is a bezdin mukar.
Oh.
And that's what my stationery says. I'm a dying on that best. And by now they know my name. I don't know if everybody knows my name.
They handed me a list and said, what do these rabbeim have to say you're Jewish? I said, I don't know these rabbeim.
They just have big trouble. Someone just had big trouble. Oh, a guy not from the shul. A guy who was in the shul came to me for a letter. They wouldn't accept anybody's letter. I told him, you tell him I'm a member of the best in Bukhar. And
My two letters didn't do it. I got married by Rehovot, so I got a meeting with Rav Cook, who's the head of
Rehovot.
And we started, he's just talking to me, and he asked me what I was doing and where I was learning, and we start talking, like, schmoozing in Gemara. And after like 2 minutes, he says, you're Jewish.
Okay. No,
that was it. Apparently, no, Mr. Cook says you're Jewish.
No, I think it's a halachic trick. He's able now to write a letter that he knows you. He said, talk to you for 2 minutes, so he knows you. So he can write such a letter without lying. Okay.
He didn't stamp it with a rubber stamp. So
I need a stamp. Maybe someone can get a stamp for me. Or the shul, not me. I don't want a stamp. The shul. It looks,
shul should have
it looks
a stamp.
Very bad.
We have the stamp for the stamp.
For his farm, right, this.
It says like this for
him?
Okay, where is that stamp?
Ask Jonathan.
use the rabbanim, you use the bedans.
Right.
What?
Oh, you really can?
Yeah.
I thought when you get married here, I thought it always has to go through the rabbanim. You can use a bedas and like in the room.
What would happen if?
I don't think you can. I don't think they have a separate register. Like every time you see a bedas hetcher, you think it's just bedas. There's rabbanut hetcher on every single food item that has a bedas.
And there's a bedas office that you go to when you get married. Maybe it's under the rabbanut.
I think it still has to. Right. It like runs under the exactly. It runs under like the rabbanut auspices.
They're not crazy though.
I doubt it. They're probably more crazy. No.
No. My daughter went there.
Wow.
Are they just. She gave a letter from the American rabbi.
I didn't know anything. I came, people told me you have to bring a letter from Rabbi Jewish. I brought from my shul rav and my rosh hashiva.
Did I know somebody?
We don't know these guys, so what am I supposed to do?
I knew somebody, you said, you get married. He never did it, he just got married.
It totally depends on who you wind up with. I was freaking out because right before we went in, there is like, we're sitting outside waiting our turn, and there is screaming from inside this rabbinate office, like yelling and screaming and crying, and then the girl comes running out hysterical in tears, and then her, I guess, husband comes chasing her, and they were not religious couple. I guess they were having a hard time with this rub. My wife's like, you know, my wife is Israeli. She's telling, what the fuck is going on? She's like, don't worry. They don't give problems to from people. It's only because they're not from.
But you see, the guys get married. Who do you start to do? The boys are Yeshiva. You see an approved Rabbanut rabbi?
Yeah, for sure. Are you kidding? Almost all the Rabbanim in Israel have Rabbanut Smicha.
Oh, yeah?
The Yeshivas, yeah, of course. In the Haredi places, they all have Rabbanut Smicha.
Rabbanut Smicha,
as much as Rabbanut is considered like a joke about most things, yeah. Rabbanut Smicha is considered like the most prestigious Smicha. It's like the hardest Smicha to get. One of the hardest, I shouldn't say the hardest, I'm sure there's others that are harder, but it's known to be one of the hardest smichas to get, and it's very well respected, even though as a general rule, like anything that Rabbanut winds up being involved in later is like more of a joke. Tafta smicha is considered like a big deal. It's a hard smicha.
Can you help me clean up? I don't want to leave the mess.
Yeah.
So can you throw these from?
Of course. It's just getting all the wrappers here. It sounds like you had such a depressing job. I don't know how you laugh. I would be depressed if I came home every day and like Pinos Yisrael are coming to me and each one was Mazana and we have to, like, that's your job.
Because it wasn't. I'm compressing 15 years.
I'm sure the other days weren't fun either.
Well, I mainly dealt with Gittin. I mainly dealt, not mainly.
So that's also
a big part of the thing was our goodness. The men that didn't want to give Gittin. That was like a major thing that we always dealt with.
Rare,
I got stories.
I thought like every time it's in the paper, it's because it's so rare that like it made it to the paper.
No.
You know, the
paper is ready.
They're chasing them around the world.
That's public consumption, but on a daily basis, it's not common. It's not as common as the women's rights groups would have you think, but it's not that rare. And then because of the New York State passed a bill, and it's a long story.
It's an interesting story.
According to J. David Bleich, every get given in New York State is a Suffolk parcel.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I don't agree with him, but he holds like that, you know. Hello, sorry. Miller dealing with an emergency here. I feel bad for the last day of Hanukkah. Like Hanukkah. We really should make a party on those Hanukkah to make you feel like Hanukkah. It's always Erev Hanukkah that feels like Hanukkah, and the last day of Hanukkah that doesn't.
Sukkot and Yoder are already in the stores for a month before Hanukkah. You're building up.
Rob, I'm going to have to... this is probably... No, it's upstairs, people. No? Is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kyle. But they're usually very good about putting things away. Yeah, hello, can I speak to Avram, please? It's me. Yeah, it's me. I'm in the middle of shiur, but just tell me, did it work out? What? Halavai, it should be the finding each other of the Gemara Kiddush and Daf Beis Amud Beis. Okay, because I found her phone number, the girl's cell phone number. Okay, bye bye. Okay, bye bye. They were both there. They just were not finding each other. So it's very good. And now maybe it'll be Niba v'lo yada v'aniba. He says they found each other. I said, halavai, it should be the Kiddushin that Beis Amud Beis found each other.
From one of your 26 years, maybe a couple of them, where you said, guys and girls
will
just go meet each other in a bar.
Yeah. That's what they did on Tu B'Av. Right. Wasn't a bar, but wasn't that far from it.
Without the bar, that's how probably the people in Beis Tfila.
They just went out and they met each other.